Welcome to Campbell River, the salmon capital of the world. You're listening to 93.1 FM Visitor Radio, broadcasting to Campbell River's guests 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Where to go, where to stay, where to eat, and where to play. You're listening to Visitor Radio.
At the midpoint on Vancouver Island, Campbell River is a natural distribution center as well as a gateway destination for northern coastal regions. With a growing trend to eco-travel tours, Campbell River is ideally located to service the Desolation Sound traffic and the popular Queen Charlotte Islands. Campbell River is also on the cruise ship route to Alaska. Our airport is a mere 20 minutes from the heart of downtown and is a busy hub of activity. Charters come regularly from Vancouver and Seattle, bringing international celebrities to its famed fishing. Regular flights carry business people back and forth on a daily basis, while flights leaving for destinations north transport supplies and people to a myriad of northern communities and activities. You're listening to 93.1 FM Visitor Radio.
We're broadcasting from the Campbell River Visitor Information Center, and one thing that drives travelers crazy is the inability to find a tourism information center. I've been through several cities, and you have to be a detective to be able to find the location. And if you do, trying to find a parking spot is next to impossible. Well, fortunately, that's not the situation here in Campbell River. With me is the general manager of the Visitor Information Center, Rhonda Harper. How's it going today, Rhonda?
Excellent. Thank you, Russ.
I've just been bragging about the Visitor Information Center and how easy it is to find. Can you tell the folks that are listening in Radioland how to find you?
If you're traveling down 19A, up 19A, I suppose, along the also known as the Oceanside Route, you'll be traveling, you're just following signs actually along the water. You'll be heading north. When you get to the major traffic light downtown, you'll see the big tower of the Coast Discovery Inn and the traffic light intersecting St. Anne's. Just go straight through it. And then there's a sign with a big yellow eye telling you to enter here, and we're left of that sign in the parking lot of the Tiny Plaza.
And if in doubt, we're right in the middle of downtown Campbell River, right next to the ocean, so it's easy to find. If people are having troubles, what's the number they can reach you at?
They can reach us at area code 250-287-4636, extension 1. And we also have brand new this year, just operating for about a week now, our toll-free number, which is 1-877-286-5705.
Now, once the traveler gets here, what can you help them with on their journey here in Campbell River?
Well, we can help them with almost everything. We can book reservations for them, whether it be with an accommodation or a bed and breakfast. If fishing is what they want to do, we have a whole list of fishing guides we can call for them if they want to go whale watching or wildlife viewing or kayaking or the directions into Strathcona Park. We have trail maps for that. All staff at the Campbell River Visitor Center are local Campbell River people, so they know the ins and outs of all the little special spots that you might not hear about in a tourist book. Also our volunteers. We have 3 or 4 volunteers that have been here forever, and they have just a real plethora of information.
Now, the one thing I think a lot of people will really appreciate, no problem finding a parking spot, especially if you're driving a big truck with a trailer behind.
We're very fortunate in the Campbell River Visitor Center. We are located in the Tai'i Plaza, which is also home to Super Value and some other major shopping chains, and there's a 300 parking spots right outside our front door.
What's the hours of the Visitor Information Center?
The Campbell River Visitor Center is open 7 days a week from May to Thanksgiving. June, July, and August, we're open till 7. The other months, we're open till 6. The rest of the year, we're open 6 days a week, 10 to 4 on Saturdays and 9 to 5 Monday through Friday.
Terrific. The Campbell River Visitor Information Center. A trip to Campbell River just wouldn't be complete without it. Come and see us. We're located downtown in the Tai'i Plaza.
Visitor Radio, your passport to the place we emphatically call home.
We are talking with Brian Shaw, and he's going to tell us all about Elk Falls Park and all the wonderful trails and the terrific scenery that there is to be seen. Brian, good afternoon. Thank you for joining us on Visitor Radio. You're the local expert on the local trails in the area. Tell us about Elk Falls.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. If you visit Campbell River, the first thing you have to do is go see Elk Falls Park. We have the absolute best scenery to be found on Vancouver Island. We have old growth forest. We have a huge immaculate falls. We have a canyon that is dying to be seen. Now, Elk Falls Park lies about 10 minutes right in behind Campbell River towards Gold River. You can find it quite easily. All you have to do is wander back through that road. Around the lower eastern portion, we have miles of trails on both sides of the river, including a beautiful walking bridge right over top of the generating station. Has to be seen. Now, at the west end of the park, we have the falls themselves, Elk Falls. Now, it's easily accessible by road by continuing on along the Gold River Road for another 2-3 kilometers and then making a right-hand turn. It's easily found. Directions are there. A wonderful spot for picnics and trails up there as well. We finished a 2.5 kilometer long trail joining the east end of the park to the west end of the park, and it's along the canyon itself. Now, the river has gutted out a canyon that you can't believe. It's absolutely astounding for beauty. Old growth forest, sheer cliffs 400 feet high. It has to be seen. It's something that if you live here, you'll enjoy taking family and friends. And if you're just visiting, it's the first thing you gotta see.
As you just heard from Brian Shaw, the first place you should see is Elk Falls. And now you can have a guided tour of the area. A company called Wilderness Walkabout Tours offers a fantastic service that has become a huge hit in Campbell River. Here's how it works. They take you on a 2-hour hike through the network of trails surrounding Elk Falls, and then you get to visit the falls themselves. Make sure to bring your camera. There's lots of Kodak moments on the trip. Wilderness Walkabout Tours specializes in hikes for the whole family. Grandma, Grandpa, and little Jimmy, they can all go on the tour. You don't have to be an Olympic athlete to take this hike. It's more like a leisurely stroll through some of the most amazing scenery on Vancouver Island. Then, after the hike, you get to jump on a boat and go across Discovery Passage for lunch at April Point on Quadra Island. The boat is piloted by a certified captain, it's fully enclosed, and can seat up to 16 passengers. The boat ride itself is about 15 minutes, and there's a good chance you'll see lots of marine wildlife. When you arrive on Quadra Island, you'll enjoy a great lunch at April Point Resort, and then it's back to the boat and back to Campbell River. All in all, the entire hike and boat ride is approximately 5 hours, and it could very well be the highlight of your vacation. Now, if you need more information, you can get a hold of Wilderness Walkabout Tours. Grab a pen, I'll give you the phone number. Are you ready? Here it is, 250-202-9244. That number once again, 250-202-9244. And they have a website you can check out as well. You can find it by going to hike.homestead.com. That's www.hike.homestead.com. Wilderness Walkabout Tours. Check them out. You'll be glad you did.
Campbell River is favored by a warm temperature climate, resulting from the protection of Vancouver Island's Mount Washington directly to the west and the Strait of Georgia to the east. The summers are dry and winters are mild. Average temperatures are 8 degrees Celsius with over 1,800 hours of sunshine annually. The Campbell River environment is enriched by being located on its own 22.5-kilometer waterfront, a primary asset and major contributor to the area's exceptional quality of life. Unlimited access to ocean views enliven every activity. Pleasure boating, fishing from the town's own saltwater pier, and swimming or strolling the pristine northwest beaches are all activities residents enjoy on a daily basis. The extensive Campbell River coastline provides easy shipping access, an ideal protected harbor for a large commercial fishing fleet, a highly developed sport fish industry, countless tourism venues, cruise ship watching, and it serves as your departure point for vacations further up the coast. The presence of a deep-sea marine terminal enhances the shipment of the area's wealth of natural resources.
We're broadcasting from the Discovery Pier, a landmark of Campbell River for many years, and with me is General Manager Ben Luck. And Ben, you've been here for a lot of years. Why is the Discovery Pier so popular?
This is, Russ, really a glorious place. It's a recreation facility owned by the city of Campbell River, and it's a wonderful place to come down and recreate in various ways. It has a history that dates back to 87 when it was first built by the community, and It's well used, and it's a great facility that people enjoy just coming down and looking at the sort of the water going by and enjoying the wildlife that's around in the neighborhood, and whether it be a seal cruising the kelp bed or whether it be the killer whales that go by periodically. Like last night, we had a couple of killer whales go by, and everybody stopped fishing for a few minutes and just to watch the killer whales, shall we say, put on a show, and then off they went and everybody started fishing again. So it's a great place.
Well, speaking of fishing, as I'm looking out, we just saw a gentleman catch a nice sized salmon off the pier, and there's some little kids there fishing as well. Tell us how people listening can take part in that as well.
Well, Russ, it's an interesting thing. People can just wander down at any time of during the day and rent a rod and get a fishing license, and we offer all those services available. And the good thing about it is, if you're a kid under 16, you get to fish for free. So the license is free, and the fishing rod to rent is free, and they just drop on down, and away we go.
And you even supply the hooks and the lures for free, too.
We do, yeah.
Now, reeling in all those big salmon certainly works up an appetite. I can attest to several times I've had wonderful meals here. Tell the folks what they can see on the menu here at Discovery Pier.
We offer a number of different items. Of course, we're noted for our large ice cream, hard ice cream, on handmade waffle cones. And if that's a little cold treat, we've got some warm things like a good solid choice of different kinds of fish and chips. And we serve them English style, so you can just write in the newspaper and walk down the pier eating the fish and chips, and on the way back you might be ready for dessert, which the ice cream will still be here. The hours of operation, we operate 7 days a week. 7 in the morning, the coffee's on, and away we go, and we're usually open till about 11 o'clock at night. You can get a hold of us by phoning 250-286-6199, and we'd be happy to tell you how the fishing is and what's happening, and if there's any whales going by.
It's a busy place, it's a popular place, and for great reason. The Discovery Pier, come on down and see us.
For over a century, Campbell River has been known as the salmon capital of the world, and with good reason. Every year, millions of migrating salmon travel through Discovery Passage on their way to spawn in their birth river. This is also where the deep-swimming resident Chinook of Georgia Strait gather to feed on herring and needlefish. You can fish Chinook salmon year-round, and many people return to Campbell River time and time again to pursue this sport. The best time for fishing Tai, a Chinook weighing over 30 pounds, is July through September. This is the fish that made Campbell River's fishing famous, and catching one is a sports fisher's dream. Who knows, with skill, patience, and a little luck, not to mention strict adherence to the club rules, you may go home a member of the legendary Tai Club. Fishing for other species of salmon is just as rewarding. There are different fishing seasons for each species of salmon. June to September is coho season. Sockeye are in these waters in August. Pinks are prevalent August and September. Then through October, it's time to catch the chum. In the salt water surrounding Campbell River, beach cast for coho salmon and sea-run cutthroat trout in the fall. You can also bottom fish for cod, snapper, and halibut. Away from the sea, numerous lakes offer the promise of a fat trout year-round. Starting in June through October, steelhead can be caught in our local rivers. Winter steelhead fishing runs from November through to April. Whether you bring your own boat and gear or stay at a full-service sport fishing resort, you'll find just about everything you'll need to take home a great fish story.
You're listening to Visitor Radio. Stay tuned as we tell you where to go, where to stay, where to eat, and where to play.
If golf is your thing, come on, Daddy, let's swing.
The Story Creek Golf Club, situated 14 kilometers south of Campbell River, is widely publicized as a course in nature. One trip through the challenging 18 holes will leave you clearly understanding how this double-edged descriptor was coined. The course, designed by Les Ferber, offers a choice of four tee boxes depending on your level of play. Each fairway is enclosed in forest, giving a sense of solitude and tranquility. At Story Creek, they have a terrific driving range, two putting greens, and the Creekside Grill, a fully licensed 19th hole with a full menu to please your palate. And they have experienced golf pros on hand that would be more than happy to give you a lesson or two. Whether you're an old pro or a novice, the Story Creek Golf Club invites you to spend some quality time on their fabulous course. For tee times, call 923-3673.
If golf is your thing, let's swing.
You're listening to Visitor Radio.
Aboriginal Journeys offers awe-inspiring wildlife, marine life, and nature viewing excursions through some of the most scenic areas found anywhere in the world. Enjoy whale watching, grizzly bear viewing, black bears, soaring eagles, playful dolphins, and other marine life in their natural habitats. They travel through some of the world's strongest ocean currents with rapids, boils, and whirlpools. Their tours provide insight to First Nations history and culture. Enjoy a comfortable journey aboard their tour boats, such as their 27-foot covered high-speed tour boat with onboard washroom facilities. This vessel carries 12 passengers and is fully equipped with up-to-date navigation and safety equipment. Even on a rainy day, you'll be warm and dry inside. Or you can travel in the 24-foot Zodiac tour boat that carries 12 passengers. Your tour guides Gary Henkel and Daniel Billy are certified boating professionals. Gary has over 30 years experience and Daniel over 60 years experience working and traveling within our waters. Book your trip today and call Aboriginal Journeys. Call 850-1101. That's 850-1101.